Today's show is brought to you by Sidewalks, your own dedicated path for a leisurely stroll. Or, as the jerk on an e-bike puts it,
get out of my way!
Los Angeles. Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Take time today to indulge in a sweet treat. It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
How about vanilla?
Let's get vanilla.
Beware. Possible brain freeze ahead.
We're celebrating the base of all milkshake creation.
Celebrate National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Vanilla?
Oh, come on. Vanilla has girl's flavor.
Yeah. Okay. Vanilla milkshake, just a vanilla milkshake.
All right, everybody in position. It's the 1980s era Lakers, and by that I mean showtime.
The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa device as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can find the podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and go to our website, Radio434.com, and just click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to get the podcast. The podcast is a repack of all the segments that we did during our live show, and it's a full length with the exception of we don't have the music that we play during the live show on the podcast. That's the only difference. But you can get that. That usually drops around noon or so, and it's wildly popular. People like on demand, don't they? And if you want to watch the show, you can watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All one words, no spaces. The Mike Show VA on the Facebook. All right, coming up on today's program. Here, let me pull up my teams. Sorry for the delay. Well, we have Foster, I believe. She just messaged. Yep. Foster's going to be joining us in just a little bit. She is from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and she has a guest from Oakwood Health and Rehab. They're going to be joining us as well. It's Theatre Thursday. And who's joining us for Theatre Thursday? Oh, I just had it. I clicked on the thing, and then, oh, there it is. Yes, the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. Lindsay is going to be joining us, and Desiree are going to be joining us for Theatre Thursday. Be prepared to get a little misty-eyed. Mark was the host of Theatre Thursday for quite a little bit, and actually we had been doing Theatre Thursday way back on 93.7, and then we kind of stopped doing it, and Mark and Lindsay were the ones that that really, you know, gave it a push and said, hey, you know, it would be really cool if somebody did this. And I said, we used to do that. We used to do Theatre Thursday, and I'd love to do it again. You know, are you guys down to, you know, to maybe co-host the segment or you know, wrangle up guests and things like that? And they said, absolutely, positively, yes. And so they did. And so we did it, and we launched it, and it's been running ever since. And then, sadly, Mark passed away. So we're going to talk with Lindsay and Lil D. They're going to be in studio. And, you know, of course, we've got your five random facts, and we got your stupid criminals in dot news. So employers are luring workers back to the office with desks. Yeah, you come back to the office, you get a desk. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list, top most annoying coworkers who make us not miss going into the office. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Summertime in the workplace. It's so slow. Half the staff is out on vacation, including the boss, all having a good time, and they've left you with all the work. Well, now you can relax, kick back, and take it easy with the new inflatable Office Mate. Go to our website to find the one that looks kind of like you. Inflate it to your size, then dress it up in your clothes. Put it in your cubicle and off you go, enjoying long lunches, cocktails with friends. Who cares? You're covered. Because if anyone stops by your office, your inflatable lookalike has a built-in motion detector that chases them off with phrases like these.
You may want to close that door. I had a bad burrito for lunch. Somebody to stay late today and help with that computer glitch.
And yes, ladies, there are versions made for you that say things like,
my boyfriend broke up with me. Do you have time for the story? Oh, I'm getting cramps.
Inflatable Office Mate. Because having to work while everyone else is on vacation blows.
Yeah, it does. It's the Mike Show. Hi.
Hi.
Aaron's joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike.
I am as well. All right, so people. Now we're in, you know, kind of the entertainment business, and so, you know, I don't necessarily need a desk or an office. I just need a studio to come do my thing.
Right.
You need the theater to do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are businesses that rely heavily on you know, office workers.
Right.
I wouldn't want that, but for those that do, some workers love being in the office, and for some jobs, it's basically a necessity. But for jobs that can be done from anywhere, employers are having a tough time coming up with incentives to lure those folks back and make the office more appealing than the convenience of your home. There's a new report in Bloomberg that says employers have added perks like fancy coffee.
Ooh!
Yoga classes.
Oh, that'll get me out of bed and into the office? No.
Not me.
Nope.
Well, they've also... Here, wait. They've also added DJ parties.
Yeah.
And now they have something new to dangle. Giving an employee their own desk.
Oh, my gosh. Because we certainly don't have that at home.
No. Now, over the past 5 years, some companies have transitioned to what they call hot desking. It's a setup where workers grab a workspace when they show up, and they can move around throughout the day. They don't necessarily have their own desk. It was supposed to be a more modern, communal, you know, adaptable working environment type of a deal. But now the idea is that people are sick of bouncing around, you know, from their home, using various surfaces and workplaces. They actually want their own dedicated desk. And the offices are trying to win them over with this.
It's sort of like when the airplanes used to, like, give you free baggage, and now they're like, oh, you can take your baggage, but then you've got to pay, like, $25. And so, are they, like, charging the employees? You can have your own desk, but now you got to pay by the hour.
Well, yeah, but we're gonna dock your dock your pay or deduct that out of your benefits package. I don't know. So that brings us to our top list. With employers trying to lure workers back to the office by offering them their own desks. But if companies really want to put butts in seats, they should ban everyone on today's list.
Okay.
It's our top list today. Top most annoying coworkers who make us not miss going into the office. All right? You got that?
I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Number one. I'm going to shorten this too. Top most annoying coworkers. How about that?
Okay.
That's even better. Here we go. Number one, the coworker who uses the break room microwave for fish.
Oh, yes.
Top most annoying coworkers, the coworker who clicks their pen during the entire meeting. Mm-hmm. How about this? The top most annoying coworkers, the coworkers. Co-worker who has too many K-pop posters in his cubicle for a middle-aged man.
No, that's just creepy.
Top most annoying co-workers. The co-worker who only signs his name in the birthday card being passed around in the manila folder. Yeah. Who only signs his name in the birthday card being passed around. The IT guy who won't shut up about whatever dumb George R.R. Martin show is currently on. top most annoying coworkers. The coworker who responds to every work email with, sure.
Sure. Or reply all.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's the worst.
Yes.
Top most annoying coworkers who make us not miss going to the office. The coworker who thinks we should be impressed with their rubber band ball. Top most annoying, it's our top list today. Top most annoying coworkers, the coworker who always says, oh, I really shouldn't, when there's cake in the break room, and then takes the biggest piece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the top most annoying coworker, Elon Musk.
Very, very fair there.
The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news, and we also have Theatre Thursday, and we're going to talk with Aaron, and I believe Desiree may make an appearance. Little D says she's outside the door waiting on you all to finish the one you're doing right now. D, just open the door. It's fine. You can just come on in. We've got news, we've got not headline news, and we've got Theatre Thursday. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Summer officially arrives today. You can tell it's the first day of summer because Target stores just put up their Halloween displays. There was a break-in at the Brady Bunch house on Tuesday. Here's the story.
Here's the story.
No, there's no time for that. The feels-like temperature in New York yesterday was over 100 degrees. Also hitting triple digits in New York yesterday, Justin Timberlake's blood alcohol level. A new study found San Francisco is the worst-run city in the United States. The study was conducted by someone who's never been to Oakland. And today is West Virginia Day. The booms you'll hear later tonight aren't fireworks. They're the festive sound of meth lab explosions. This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. I'm so happy that you're sticking with us today. All right. What is in the news? All right. So I don't want to alarm you or anything. But this is actually a real thing that is happening. It's happening in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And here's the question. Would you ever vote for an AI politician over a human one? I mean, it might be a choice that we have someday, or at least some people think it should be an option. 42-year-old Victor Miller is running for mayor of Cheyenne, Wyoming, but instead of listing his own name when he filed to run, he listed the name of an AI chatbot named Vic. Okay, so, I mean, where's the... Oh, there it is. Short for Virtual Integrated Citizen. That's Vic. Vic is built on top of ChatGPT, and if elected, he says he'll use it. Meaning Victor Miller says he'll use Vic, the chatbot, to make all political decisions. He says he thinks it will do a better job than normal politicians. I almost can't disagree with that statement. He thinks it would do a better job than normal politicians. Quote, "It's helped me in my life personally, such as helping me with my resume. I think it could add a layer to help a town. I really want to see this happen." Now, the folks at ChatGPT's parent company, OpenAI, don't love the idea. They've already shut Vic down for violating a policy that says you can't use it to engage in political campaigning or lobbying. Also, Wyoming already has a law on the books that says non-human entities cannot run for office. So, you know... So the whole thing was a pipe dream to begin with, I guess. But Victor says the bot still works through his own ChatGPT account. And he says if he's elected, he will use it. He's planning a town hall soon where voters will get to ask Vic questions through a voice-to-text feature. And Vic will answer them. He's not even the first person to try something like this, by the way. OpenAI recently stepped in. After a politician in England started using a chatbot on his website to answer people's questions and propose solutions. His bot is called AI Steve. An expert weighed in on this and said AI should never be allowed to make high-level decisions like Victor is suggesting. They say it's designed to support decision-making, but it's not set up to make decisions by itself. Another expert put it more bluntly and called the whole thing a gimmick. Quote, ChatGPT is not qualified to run the government. End quote. Let's see. Is there one other? Let's do this. This one's quick. This might come as a surprise. So you might want to finish chewing your sausage McMuffin. The results of a 20-year study on the American diet have just been released, and apparently Americans are eating healthier. In 1999, 49% of people said they had a poor quality diet, but now that number has decreased to 37%. So from 49% to 37%, that's 12% of people eating less bad. Okay, I'm for that. The authors of the study considered their modest improvement, because it still means more than 1 in 3 people have a terrible diet. The good quality diet is defined as higher intake of fruits, higher intake of vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes. I'm dinging this off because these are all things that I've been adding to my diet. And lower intake of sugar-sweetened beverages.
Yep.
Lower intake of processed meats, saturated fats, and sodium. Turns out, there's one big detail you need to know. The quality of Americans' diets in the study was self-reported. Okay. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, where you do... We don't...
Take two.
We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The orange color of prescription bottles is, it's orange to protect the pills inside from ultraviolet rays from the sun. Those can alter and degrade the pills, making them less effective or causing unwanted side effects. Orange can do that while also letting enough light through the pill bottle for the contents to be seen through the plastic. Number two. The most streamed show over the past 3 years are reruns of NCIS. Americans watch 11.4 million hours of NCIS reruns every week on streaming platforms alone. That's more than twice the time spent watching Stranger Things, which was the 7th most streamed show, and the only original content in the top 10. The second most streamed show is Cocomelon. Number three. The name of the messaging app Slack is actually an acronym. It stands for Searchable Log of All Communication and Knowledge. Number four. The mortar. You said the mortar used in the Great Wall of China.
Hello.
Hi. Included sticky rice. That's one of the reasons it's held together so well. And
hello.
Hi. And number five, the term napkin dates back to the 14th century, but contrary to one viral myth, napkins were not, invented by Leonardo da Vinci or Leonardo DiCaprio.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. They are. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. We like to do that from time to time. It's called Audio Vault, and we'll get around to that really, really soon. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I enjoyed my day off yesterday.
You had a day off yesterday?
I did. I had a day off yesterday.
Who gave you a day off yesterday?
My wonderful boss.
Oh, she must be the bestest boss in the world. Although I took Monday and Tuesday off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what happens when you're your own boss.
Well, not so fast. we have clients and we have contractual obligations to do certain things. But I had to reschedule all the Monday and Tuesday segments to Wednesday. So,
oh Lord.
Here, yeah. So Wednesday became like this. You know, with all the scheduling that we had to do, but it was all worth it because I was surprised, kind of, sorta, with a Father's Day beach trip.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we went down Sunday morning because I had to work Saturday. We had a gig Saturday night. And we drove down really early Sunday morning so that we could hit Sunday brunch at Waterman's. So that was fun.
That's and awesome. Then, where did you guys go?
We just went down to Virginia Beach.
Nice.
And then, yeah, and we stayed until Tuesday morning. We left around noon on Tuesday and then jetted back. So now we're here and now we're playing catch up and it's all good. So I'm glad you had a great day off. So now we got to get back into it. You brought us guests.
I did. I brought us more guests, and I happen to know these guests pretty well by this point.
Okay.
They've been on our podcast. They actually just got nominated for an Excellence in Business Award as well.
Very cool.
But please allow me to introduce Ainsley and Maddie with Oakwood Health and Rehab Center.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We are good.
Awesome. All right. So tell us about Oakwood Health and Rehab Center.
Yeah. So Oakwood Health and Rehab is a skilled nursing facility here in Bedford, Virginia. And it kind of looks like we're freezing, but
oh, you're good.
It does appear that you're freezing up. How about I do this? There we go.
Oh, lovely. Okay, great. Yeah. So we're here in Bedford, Virginia. We're a skilled nursing facility, the only skilled nursing facility in the area. We're between Lynchburg as well as Roanoke. We have long-term care folks here, and we house 111 people. So we are connected to the hospital, but in 2019, Hill Valley bought out Oakwood. And so we're now our own entity, and we've been rolling ever since. We just had a $1 million renovation, and we are on the up and up, have built a great team, and we're excited to continue serving this community.
That's tremendous. All right. So explain to folks who may not know, what is a skilled nursing facility?
Sure. So say, for instance, you have a loved one who has a broken hip or a broken arm. What they'll do is they'll go to the hospital. They'll have 3 midnight stay. They'll qualify. They'll come here either on their Medicare or their managed plans. They'll come here for an extensive period of time or a short period of time, depending. They'll get all healed up with their therapy services, and many times they'll end up going home. And so we're able to provide that. Yep.
All right. So that differs from more of a longer term care facility.
Correct. Yep.
Now we do both. So like Aiden said, we are the only skilled nursing facility in the area. And that really gears more towards getting the therapy services. So physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy if needed, getting you ready to return home safely. So we'll get you set up with home health at home if that's what you need, any equipment you need at home. And then after that, if you need to stay long-term too, we can do that. But we also have the long-term care side. So this becomes their home. So, you know, like Andy said, the renovation was super great in making the residents feel more at home. That's, you know, one of our biggest goals here. So they can still get therapy services. They can be picked up under their insurance. But this is their home. So we have activities programs, the beautiful view. We have a gorgeous balcony on the third floor, so you can see all the mountains from there. But yeah, we do offer skilled and long-term care.
Okay. Well, how do folks learn more? And if you're in a situation that you have a shorter term stay, shorter term rehab, walk me through the process.
So if you're in the hospital, that's the easiest way we can go about it, just because they can send us referrals. And when you're in the hospital, you know, they're able to get all the documentation that's needed. So if you have a fall, like Ainsley said, or a break, that's usually what would happen is you end up going to the hospital and they'll get you transitioned to us. Now, if you're at home and you need either a skilled stay, long-term care, or even a respite stay, which is like a short period of time, you could always give us a call. Our number is 540-425-7800. And we can help you make sure you get all the documentation needed, run you through the process of what it looks like. You know, it can be a little crazy with insurance and health documentation and all the things, but we'll work with you, you know, to get you the stay you need.
Okay. Well, folks, you can learn more by visiting oakwoodhrc.com. That'll take you directly to all the information that you need, contact information, and all of that. And this is awesome. It's great meeting members of the chamber, great meeting new folks in general. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Foster, what are you doing?
I was playing with my chapstick. I was hoping you wouldn't hear the crash when it flew out of my hands.
Oh, we heard the crash.
Oh, okay. We all heard the crash.
I was trying to be smooth about it and just play it off.
No, that was a better reaction, quite frankly. Just the sheer embarrassment. No need to be embarrassed. You're amongst friends. All right. So tell us, Foster, about how are the Excellence in Business Awards going? Now, registrations are closed, correct?
Registration for, you mean nominations?
Yeah, and for nominations for the Excellence in Business Awards.
We announced all of our nominees last week, actually. And we have a really robust roster of people that have been nominated, from businesses to nonprofits to individuals. And you can find all that information on our upcoming programming. Look, you're getting trained.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm a smart monkey.
But yeah, so all of our nominees are listed towards the bottom of that page. And there are so many amazing people. We got to visit some of our nominees last week. And it's just so amazing, like, getting to talk to everybody and see their facilities and see the drop downs right there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I get to click on, oh, their small business of the year. And here are the nominees. And then, so I'm not going to read them all. We're not going to do it like Academy Award style or anything. There are the nominees. You can visit the website, BedfordAreaChamber.com. You can go to /2024Gala, G-A-L-A, and that'll bring up, scroll down like I just did, because, again, I'm smart.
Yes. Yes.
There's Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Agribusiness of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Rising Star Award, Citizen of the Year. I don't see my name in any of these.
You know, we've been talking about the Excellence in Business Awards for literally weeks at this point, and yeah. I'm surprised that neither you nor Rob submitted yourselves as.
Oh, we don't do that sort of thing. I mean, that's, you know, that's for losers.
Losers.
But, yeah, but we would never submit ourselves. But I'm shocked and amazed that no one submitted us.
Well, there's always next time. And like I said, you guys could start your own awards for radio awards. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yes, let's do that. Let's start our own awards. And it'll be the first annual Excellence in Radio Broadcasting Awards.
Yes. Gala. I think that'd be awesome. But yeah, all of our nominees have been announced, have been contacted.
Okay.
And now the next steps is for everybody to return their questionnaire to us. So each award has its own criteria.
Okay.
And everybody is kind of graded, so to speak, on the questionnaire response that they give.
Yeah.
So there's no outside information that's taken into account with the selection process, relationships, public profile. None of that is part of this, because otherwise it would just be a popularity contest and not
a beauty contest, maybe.
A beauty contest.
Yeah, we can have the swimsuit and the evening gown.
See, every time you throw out ideas like this, I'm just going to put it back on you. Those are the mic awards. The mic awards.
All right, fine. We will do the mic show awards. We'll do something like that.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone will get a mic. A microphone, a little microphone award.
This is turning into a brainstorming sesh. Let me talk about my stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue. Talk about your stuff. I'll shut up now.
I'm getting too comfortable with you. It's like I've been doing this for a year and a half.
No. Okay. More like a year and a half.
More like a year and a half. Yeah. So the second part of you have the questionnaires. We have the selection process. All of that is really internal, and then. At our annual gala, it's actually our 85th anniversary gala this year. We have this huge award ceremony, and we give everybody a really great rundown of the nominees. It's a great way to just celebrate everybody's achievements, because regardless of whoever wins each award, it's still such an honor and just like a really beautiful moment to be recognized for your hard work, your innovation, and just your commitment to the Bedford area and the people that you serve. So it's just a really great time at the gala, and we will announce all of our winners for the very first time there. And we have a silent auction and sit down dinner, and it's just a great time. So that'll be September 12th from 5 to 8:30 at Cedar Oaks Farm, which if you've never been to Cedar Oaks, you really should attend this event because it is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
It has amazing views all the way around.
So tickets are available and you can purchase them on the website. And folks, you probably shouldn't wait. Okay. Especially if you want a table, you probably should get on that now. But even individual tickets, you should probably get a move on.
Yeah. So they're actually kind of flying off the shelves, so to speak.
There you go.
It's been really crazy to see the amount of people, both chamber members and otherwise, who really want to come and celebrate with us.
Oh, cool.
And
okay, just, so you don't necessarily have to be a chamber member to go to the gala. All right,
no, you don't. Anybody can.
Guys, I mean, those tickets are going to bounce out of there, so you better get on it. Visit BedfordAreaChamber.com and get your tickets. Look for all the information right there. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I have plenty more that I can talk about, but I think I'm good for today.
Okay. All right. Well, Foster joins us each and every Thursday. We really appreciate our relationship and our partnership with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. If you are not a member, what in the heck are you waiting for? Why? It's very affordable, and you get connected to over 400 member businesses, thousands and thousands of folks that are represented as part of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You get networking events. You get all kinds of your programming. This year has just been real. It has been a step up from you know, just focusing on the needs of businesses, focusing on the needs of the community, and you're really giving folks what they need in order to thrive in the business community. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be in Bedford or either the town or county to join the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You can be pretty much anywhere. You just want to do business there. So, Foster, thank you again for joining us. And also, folks, thank you so much from Oakwood Health and Rehab Center. Join them. Check them out if you have the need.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. And we will talk again soon. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. And so, Lil D, you got a big dog there.
That's not a big dog.
Well,
this is sweet boy Elliot.
Well, he's kind of a big dog.
He's only 58 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I've got like a 27 pound dog and a 58 pound dog. So he's, to me, he looks tiny.
Okay.
Still. Right. He's always going to be my baby.
So how old is Elliot?
He actually just turned 3 on June 13th.
Oh, so he's still a puppy.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah,
he's
yeah.
got that puppy energy, yeah. And he really wants to climb on things.
Shy.
And, well, apparently.
He's really excited to be on the radio because he wants to be a star.
Apparently,
so.
he likes the environment. But that's not why we're here.
Yes, we're not here because of my dog.
Yeah. Nope. Aaron is joining us officially as part of Theatre Thursday,
yes,
from the Mark W. Forman Foundation. So... Aaron, tell us, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, that we may get weepy.
Yes, a little bit.
We may get a little misty. Mark was such a great part of the theater community and this program, Theatre Thursday. We brought it back. Mark brought it back. We did the show, did the segment for a while, and then your dad passed away.
Yeah, this was one of the highlights of his week. He loved doing this.
We loved having him.
We're so glad you guys have continued it.
He made it effortless.
Yeah.
And he was just so well connected in the theater community, and he knew everything. And he knew everyone.
Yeah.
I could just sit here and run controls. And he
would just riff.
Oh,
yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Yeah. So you guys, in his honor, formed the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring this up on screen, bring up your website. This was also a dream of his and of you and your sisters to have a local hub that, you know, people could access on the web, people could access on social media, and they could see exactly what was going on within the theater community.
Yeah, and it's been great to keep that going. The foundation actually just celebrated a year last month. And we lost Dad actually 2 years on Monday. So we thought it was kind of an appropriate time to check in and let you know what we've been up to, and to continue to honor him and to thank you for continuing Theater Thursday.
Because absolutely.
That was something that he loved doing.
Yeah.
So one thing we offer is we offer the calendars.
Okay.
And we were doing like big posters, but we realized that people were just taking pictures of the poster. And we thought, well, why not just print them out
and
put them on your fridge?
And then they get to keep them and.
Yeah, so I've got one on my fridge, and it has all of the shows for the next 4 months.
Nice.
So you've got a printed version. Our website is always up to date with what's currently going on. If you click on that show, it will take you straight to that theater's ticket link, which is a really handy thing to have happen. So yeah, that's been a major feat for us and something we've really enjoyed doing and helping to connect the community. We also offer our director's grant, which gives $1,000 to a director of a community theater production. That grant is closing at the end of the month. So if you're directing something coming up, you might consider applying for the grant to get yourself $1,000 extra to put towards your production costs.
And who's eligible for that? Is any director at any theater?
It is any director at a nonprofit theater in the Central Virginia area. We give the grant to the director directly, so it does not go to the theater. So if you've directed at a theater that may have received the grant before, that's fine. The director themselves are not eligible for 2 years, but the theaters are fine. And that $1,000 can go to anything of your production costs. It could go to your set. It can go to a live pit. It can go to staffing. It can go to technology, whatever you need, because we know theater's expensive.
Yeah, and $1,000 is to most people, like, oh, $1,000 isn't a lot of money anymore. But to
in the theater
a nonprofit
world?
Theater, $1,000 is, I mean, you know, I'm used to working with $100 for props and $400 for a set. And so $1,000 goes a super long way.
Yes, and that grant has provided for staffing. That grant has provided for costumes. Previously, that grant provided for set. It's hard to believe, but we are giving our fourth grant at the end of the month.
Well, and Libby Gatsky, I remember that grant came just at the right time. Because she was directing Winnie the Pooh Kanga Rules at Commerce Street Theater, and she wanted really, really good costumes.
Yeah,
and they were great.
And they are fantastic. They're still in the dressing room, and they're fantastic. I don't try any of them on.
Sure.
Not
Which
any.
Which one's your favorite?
Piglet.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Piglet's costume. Piglet. So, yeah, so that's another thing that our foundation is offering, the director's grant. And then we actually currently also have a ticket giveaway going on for 1776. So if you go to our Facebook page, you have one more day to like and share that post, and we are giving away two tickets to go see 1776.
Nice.
So that is another service we offer. We do a bi-monthly newsletter. Every 2 months, we come out with a newsletter that gives you history about the theaters in the area. We have such a rich arts community.
Oh, absolutely.
So it is so cool to talk about, to delve into the history of not just the theaters, but some of these artists that we see on stage all the time that we're kind of like, how did you get started?
And people have been doing it for decades and decades. Like, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, I don't know how they kind of whittle down, like, who they're going to pick and what they're going to cover, because there's so much now.
There is. It's rich. And so we call that Scenes from a Hat, another tribute to Dad, who always was around with his hat.
Yep.
So that's another thing our foundation is offering. And then in January, we will be hosting a community theater prom.
Really?
It will be a Show Tunes prom. It will be at the...
What else would it be? It's a theater prom.
It's a theater prom.
Yeah.
It's at the Aviary.
Okay.
Tickets will go on sale shortly for that. It's a little bit of a fundraiser for the foundation, but more of an opportunity for the whole community to gather in a time when most theaters are dark and just have a great time and dance to some great tunes.
Okay. Folks can learn more by visiting markwformanfoundation.org. And the calendar that you have right there, you also have it online. You also have it on the website, and you can learn about every theater event that's going on, from community theaters, professional and regional theaters, educational theaters. It's all there. And if you're a director, as mentioned before, apply for the director's grant.
Yes, we are doing great. I will be at End Station's 12th night tonight. Nice. So if you want to pick up your calendar, hit to any local community theater. They should be sitting out there. And you can also pick up your theater and stay current with what's going on.
Yep. And I mean, it's handy even if you're in the theater community. Like, I remember having to go from Facebook page to website to website. Oh, yeah. And then write it down in a calendar, or, you know, put it in my Google calendar, like, you know, and flip-flop between stuff to figure out what was happening, and it's all just on one page.
And so even when we started Theatre Thursday, there was so much research that we all had to do, and your dad especially had to just pour through everybody's page to learn what was going on. And of course, he had the lowdown on everything. But man, oh man.
Yeah, but that makes it easier.
Yeah, it really, really does. Having everything available on this one platform, at this one website, is just tremendous. And it gives all the information about the local theater community. So give it a shot. Check it out, markwformanfoundation.org. Folks, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your continued support of our foundation.
Absolutely.
It means the world.
Absolutely.
And the new newsletter just came out, right?
Yes. We had an article drop, and the new newsletter will be out July 1st.
All right. Yep. So get on that. Get on the newsletter. You can get that by visiting the website.
It's also available on our social media, and you can sign up for our email list, and it will be emailed out.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Desiree. Thank you, Mike.
Thursday, everybody. And Elliot there.
Sweet boy Elliot over here.
He finally calmed down.
Isn't it weird? He is such a performer. You know, like we went on air and he chilled out. Like,
yeah, he finally got used to the surroundings.
You're a show business dog. I get it. Okay.
Well, now.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Now he wants to show, he's trying to now show off his physique.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. He's...
puppy.
Unbelievable.
All right. Coming up a little bit later on, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the 2024 summer solstice is the earliest since 1796. Now, during a leap year like 2024, the solstice is about 18 hours and 11 minutes earlier than the previous year. That means in New York, in the Northern Hemisphere, you'll have more than 8 or 15 hours of daylight. Hey, Alexa, what can we do to keep busy with all this extra daylight?
Here are ways you can fill the longest day of the year. Try to assemble anything from IKEA by midnight. volunteer to help those in need, like liberal arts graduates. Go to a Subway sandwich shop and do a biogenetic test on what they call tuna. Watch all of the Fast and Furious movies, or watch the first one 9 times. Same difference. Get high and watch the Roomba chase the dog. Free up iCloud space by deleting all of those photos of strangers' feet. Good luck and enjoy the longest day of the year.
So, Justin Timberlake's high-profile lawyer, Edward Burke Jr., says he wants to see what prosecutors have on his client. Justin was arrested in the Hamptons after midnight on Tuesday when police say he blew through a stop sign and swerved behind the wheel. He was arrested for drunken driving, released without bail, Timberlake himself has not made a public statement, but, you know, we have this.
Won't get your license back. Just one martini, who came up with that? Bloodshot, mugshot, you had shots, that's a fact. The cops like Justin who? Aw, snap. Should've took a lift.
All right, JT is live in concert tomorrow and Saturday night at the United Center in Chicago, and next Tuesday and Wednesday at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It's ironically called the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. Anyway. Then there's this. Let's go to viral videos. Some crazy lady tried to cut in line at a Raising Cane's drive-thru near Minneapolis and got denied by a couple that says the line was 20 minutes long. The lady yelled, "I'm coming in whether you like it or not." Then, when they pulled up, she threatened them. They turned up their radio to drown her out. An employee eventually walked out and told the woman that if she wanted food, she'd have to go back to the end of the line.
You hit me, I'm gonna punch in your head, for real, face.
Ma'am, you're gonna have to go around. The line starts behind them.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
She said, "I'm gonna punch you." Yeah. So weird.
Like just a few cars for some chicken.
Yep. We're going to save this one for stupid criminals. Save that one for stupid criminals. Save that one. We'll save that one for stupid criminals. And that one, too. Anyway. Let's see. Are we going to comedian already? Okay, let's do it. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Here's comedian Jules Posner on a popular website for complainers.
I was on the internet myself earlier, and I came across this website called fmylife.com. Yeah, it's basically this website where people go on and they complain about an inconvenience that they suffered, and then at the end they write F my life, like it's the worst thing that ever happened to anyone ever. They've obviously never tried stand-up comedy. But what are you gonna do? But some people have legitimate problems, and some people really don't. Like, I read this one entry, and this guy was like, "So I woke up extra early today to get some milk for my cereal, and then when I got home from the store, I realized I already had milk. F my life." Yeah. And I'm in total agreement. That guy's life.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. We are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. That is all on the way. Plus, we have the good news, and we'll share that with you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. Call this a crime of opportunity. Or just really dumb. Both fit. A 30-year-old guy near Juniper, Florida, went to a Wells Fargo to take out $80 on Saturday. And the bank was closed. It happened just 30 miles north of Palm Beach. But an employee forgot to lock the doors, apparently, and no one was there. So he figured, well, might as well rob the place. He went to a nearby gas station and bought a bandana to hide his identity. Then he went back to the bank and walked right in. There was an issue with the security system, so police didn't get a call until an hour later. But they still managed to track him down and arrest him. His name is Colton Van Hossenstein. He rifled through some bank drawers, couldn't find any money, so he ended up leaving empty-handed. But they booked him anyway. He's facing charges for burglary of an unoccupied structure.
We don't know whether at noon when the bank employees left, if they accidentally left it unlocked. We don't know if a cleaning crew came after the fact and left it unlocked. We don't know.
We don't know. And then there is this. Here we go. A McDonald's employee was arrested after she started shooting at customers following a dispute at the drive-thru window, according to police. Chastity Gardner was booked on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Here is retired police chief Orlando Rowland. Take two. Here is retired police chief Orlando Rowland talking about the consequences of this employee's actions.
What's becoming disturbing is us hearing more about these type of stories. And it's unfortunate because once you fire that round has no mercy. Wherever that round is going, whatever it strikes is going to damage it or kill it.
Mm-hmm. A guy in Florida. Oh, I did that one. There's a viral TikTok where a woman reveals her husband's her husband's beige flag of stealing actual plates and glasses from fancy restaurants. She adds, "I mean, I'm not mad. A bar owner is mad, though. and he left a response to this guy stealing from restaurants. Here, listen.
So we have very nice glasses at our bar. They're like $20 each. They're very nice. They provide a very good experience. But recently we were like, we should stop buying these very nice glasses to provide our guests a really nice experience because people have been taking them. So if you need to hear this, hear this. If you take people's stuff, if you take small businesses' stuff, you have no class.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's see. And then, I think we had one more. Here we go. A woman says her lost luggage at the Hollywood Burbank Airport ended up getting stolen and taken to a homeless encampment. Here is Ani Grace talking about finding her lost luggage at the homeless encampment.
When the carrier called me and he said he was at my house, and I looked and I saw my AirTag twinkling down Western Avenue very slowly, like no direction, really. I knew intuitively something was wrong. Something was way off. I had jewelry, medicine, bags I bought from Bali and Peru. In this homeless van, my toiletry bag was flipped upside down, completely empty, makeup bag empty, just ransacked through my stuff. Sometime between midnight and 7 a.m., my bag wound up in homeless town Hollywood.
Well, listen to this. An entire 30-foot playground structure was stolen in Jacksonville, Florida on Monday. It was taken from an organization that works with autistic children. Here's the executive director, Melissa Kramer, talking about the theft.
The girls were shocked. A couple of them got here before me, and they were like, Melissa, what are you doing with the playground? It was just gone. I don't know how you take a 30-foot playground. They took the swings. They took the slide. They took the monkey bar, like everything. It's just gone. It's really bizarre.
Wow. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Northern California family's pet donkey ran off years ago and never came back. Now they've found him living with a herd of elk, and he seems happy. So they decided to let him live out the rest of his days with the elk. Here is the video that discovered the donkey with the elk and former owner Terry Drury talking about finding him.
I just bumped these elk and there's a donkey with them.
It was amazing. It was like, oh my gosh, finally we saw him. Finally we know he's good. And it was just a relief. They learned to get along and be each other's family. To catch him would be next to impossible. He is truly a wild burro now.
Wow. That's the good news. It is the Mike Show. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
I'm Kenita Withers. I work as a database curator and resource specialist for 211 Virginia at United Way of Central Virginia. And growing up, Big Brothers and Sisters was a key to a lot of different things and changes in my family that helped me along the way.
In 2022, 211 Virginia received 117,749 calls and sent 297,081 referrals. Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?